Pastor Sean is preaching at the church that I pastor, which is called Faith Christian Fellowship in Tiberias. And so what we did is we switched pulpits this morning. I don't know if some of the regular congregation from here is over there with him this morning. I'm not certain. One of the desires I've had in my heart is that there would be a relationship between our churches. There are actually four churches. Did you know that? Four churches that have kind of come out of the original church that was started here. There's the church at Whistling Pines, and then there is a church that is called Luz del Cielo, which is a Spanish congregation pastored by Vic Irisari that meets here on Sunday afternoons. And then a number of years ago, when I had stepped back from pastoring here and Sean had emerged as the lead pastor, there was a gentleman that had asked me to help him plant a church out at Lake Square Mall. And we were actually in the mall for a number of years. And then there was a congregation over in Tiberias that had lost their pastor. And there was just a little handful of elderly people there. And they asked if we could join together and really establish a church. And so we've been there for a year and a half now, and God is blessing that congregation. It is growing. It is doing well. And I'm now in the process of mentoring a younger leader to be the pastor of that congregation. We don't know the timeline. And lo and behold, that church has land, and another garden has been started over there. So we got a lot of gardening going on. And so it's exciting, but there's also another Spanish congregation that is being birthed over there. And we actually do a simultaneous type service where in one part of the facility, there's an English service, while in another part of the facility, the Spanish service is going on and all of the children's ministries are together. So my heart's desire is that there would be awareness of these ministries that are going on, and more than awareness, there would be relationship. So I am really excited about Pastor Sean being over there this morning, and my wife and I got up early today, and we prayed and said, Lord, really bless Pastor Sean in preaching over there this morning. That's kind of a vocal congregation. When you're preaching, you hear a lot coming back at you from the congregation. And I hope that doesn't scare Pastor Sean this morning, because you guys are kind of quiet. And again, that's why it's good for us to have interaction amongst different believers and different congregations, because we draw from each other. We learn from each other. We encourage each other. Don't let the enemy get you isolated. That was never the intention of the Lord, that you would be a Christian all by yourself, sitting on an island. Did you hear about the guy that had been shipwrecked and was on a remote island for 25 years? And finally, after 25 years, there's a rescue. And when they arrive, there's several different little huts that are there. And so the rescuers ask him, you know, what is that hut right there? And the guy is living on the island by himself. He says, well, that's my church. Well, what is that hut over there? Well, that's the church I used to go to. Guys, don't get isolated. Let's recognize when we say church, yes, this is church, but church is also the body of Christ. All those who know the Lord and love the Lord and serve the Lord. And we need to have that relationship and that interaction. To me, it's kind of like having kids. And, you know, what if you got kids in your family that don't like each other and they don't want to have anything to do with each other? How do you think mom and dad would feel? Oh, Lord, please touch my kids that they'll love each other and they'll want to be together. And so I'm really excited about what is happening this morning. And so let's pray this morning for Pastor Sean while he is getting amened out of the pulpit. Wouldn't that be awesome? I hear a pin drop. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to pick on you this morning. I really do appreciate you. Praise the Lord. Pastor Sean had asked me to speak on a specific topic, and it's hearing the voice of God. How many of you can honestly say to me, I've heard the voice of God? I've heard the voice of God. God has spoken to me in my life. Are you aware how much hearing the voice of God can change your life? Radically change your life. And it can take you from being just a professing Christian of, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I go to church, I sing, to a person that is on fire because you're in fellowship with God and God is speaking to you. You know, I'd love to say to you, I hear God's voice every day. I do believe God is speaking to us every day, but I don't know that it's always that bold that we could say, man, today I knew God spoke to me in a powerful way. There's times, Brian, it was good to see you this morning, and I can't help but remember a day that God spoke to you and me. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Brian was a young man that pretty much he and his family grew up here in this church, and we had a Christian school at one time, and Brian was a student in the school, and his family had moved away. His father's name was Lee, and years had gone by, and Brian calls up, and he says, Pastor Buddy, my dad is in the hospital. He had a surgery, and during the surgery, his heart stopped beating, and there was brain damage that was done. They have him on life support, and they are wanting to take him off of the life support. They want us to give permission. Pastor Buddy, what should we do? I don't know if you know what I felt like that day, Brian. I was just like, Lord, I don't know how to answer this question. You know, that might be a good starting point if you want to hear the voice of God. Recognize how much we need to hear God's voice, how we don't have all the answers, and don't assume that you automatically know what you ought to do in every situation. I mean, Brian, my brain real quick went around like, wow, what if they pull the plug? And then you have second thoughts, should we have pulled the plug or not? And I am telling you the honest truth, something came to my mind just out of nowhere. And oftentimes when God speaks to you, it's like that. It's something that you realize that doesn't come from my natural way of thinking. That's one of the ways I discern, is this the voice of God or not? If it lines up with the way I normally think, that might be me. Matter of fact, that probably is me. But if it is something that is just so contrary to the way I would normally think, and what I heard in my heart right that moment was, tell them 3 days. Tell them 3 days. You'll give an answer in 3 days. Now, I don't know where the 3 days came from. Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. He was raised 3 days later. And I said, Brian, let's pray that in 3 days, if God is going to raise your dad up again, that something's going to happen that will be so obvious that you'll know. And if after the 3 days there is no absolute indication of anything, then it's time to let go. God's calling him home. I think it was the next day or day after. I can't remember, Brian. You called me and you said, Pastor Buddy, I walked into the room and my dad followed me with his eyes all the way across the room. And you called the nurse and the nurse came and she called the doctor. Let me tell you how far this went. Not only did he follow Brian across the room with his eyes, he walked right here, right down the aisle, walked up on that platform and told his story to everybody. Man, hearing the voice of God can change your life. It is so powerful. Now, I have a friend that had a crazy story about hearing the voice of God, and I was kind of back and forth, do I tell you this story or not? And the story was, he owed some money. He had to pay like $800. And he said God told him to play the lottery and gave him the numbers. I am not a fan of the lottery. I am going to tell you that right now. This is going to lead into my first point of this sermon, because I am going to take you to some scripture and I'm going to make some points. He played the numbers and he won $800. So now I know you're all pumped up. Like, man, I really do want to hear the voice of God. Bring people back from the dead, and it can get all my bills paid, and it can give me the winning numbers for the lottery. Can we go a little bit deeper into why God speaks to us? I want to give you two foundational concepts for hearing the voice of God. The first one, and this is so foundational, you'll be like, well, wow, yeah, everybody knows that. It is so important to know that God created everything and he has purpose for everything. Since he is the creator, he created with purpose, and he speaks to us because he wants us to know his purposes. Now, can you imagine God creating everything and creating it with purpose and then never letting us know what his purpose is? That would be a disaster, wouldn't it? That he would create it all, he would create it with purpose, and he would never, ever, ever communicate to us what that purpose was. That would be awful. If we believe God is creator of all things, then we believe God has purpose that he wants to communicate to us. You know, that kind of shifts us beyond just winning the lottery. Because the real motivation for hearing God is to discover the purposes of God. It's to discover the purposes of God. There's several different ways that God speaks to us, and I want to give you two primary categories of how God speaks to us, ways God speaks to us. The first is what is called general revelation of God. And it is the revelation that God makes to every human being. Can you think what that might be? It would be creation. God speaks to us through what he has created. Listen to this scripture. Psalms 19, verses 1 through 6. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day, it uttereth speech, and night unto night, it shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. I know that God has spoken to me through what he has created. I remember at 6 years of age, I became so amazed at the stars and the moon, and like, God, you are speaking to us through what you have created. You know, the Bible is full of this. As you read through the Psalms and the praises of David to the Lord, how he talks about what he's observed in creation and giving God the honor and the glory for those things. That's God speaking to all of humanity. That's called general revelation. Now, can I encourage you in a couple of areas? If you want to be more tuned in to what God is saying to all of us in a general way, here's one. Be more observant. Be more observant of things around you. Take notice. Don't just take it for granted. I'm amazed when I'm reading through the book of Proverbs and the author of that particular proverb is talking about the ants. Look at the ants. They're such a small people. But look how they prepare themselves for the winter, and it goes on and on and on. And I picture this guy down on his hands and knees, watching the ants, observing, and hearing what God would be saying through such a small creature that he has created. Take time to observe things around you. Are you ever just kind of in the zone where you don't see anything, you don't hear anything around you? Ask my wife. When I'm on my cell phone, especially when I'm writing a text, I can't hear what she's saying. She can do that. She can write something and talk at the same time. I am shut down. Make certain you set aside time to just be still and look and marvel. Second point I want to make about this, about hearing how God speaks to us in a general way, is what I'm going to call worshipful awe. Worshipful awe. You're worshiping God as you stand in awe of what he has created. The scripture that I read talks about the sun, how it comes from the east and it's like a bridegroom going forth. Do you know who the bridegroom is? Jesus. Do you know when he returns, where theologians, scholars believe he will first show himself? It's in the east. There's a lot of different things that point to that. And how amazing that the author of that psalm would make reference to the sun being like a bridegroom coming from the east. He's just observing creation and God's glory, and God is speaking to him through it. Now, there's not only what's called general revelation, there's also what's called special or direct revelation. And now we could begin to talk about visions and dreams. And even scripture itself is a special revelation from God to us. Anyone here ever heard an audible voice of God before? Wow. You know, that's the story in the Bible, right? Numerous stories. You remember when Moses was caring for the sheep and he saw a bush that was on fire, and he kind of took time and went to the bush to see what was going on. And God spoke to him. Moses, you are standing on holy ground. Take your shoes off. There's also the story of Saul in the New Testament. As he was on his way to arrest and imprison Christians, that he heard a voice and a blinding light. You know what the scripture says? Some of those around him, they heard a sound like thunder, but they didn't hear the voice. Saul heard the voice. Another way that God can especially reveal himself to us is visions or dreams. Has God ever spoken to you through a dream before? Now be careful how you answer that, because the Bible says your old men will dream dreams. You might be giving yourself away. I've had the Lord speak to me through dreams. And typically, any dream that wakes me up from a sound sleep, I really want to take a close look at it. Like, that's an impactful dream if it wakes me from a sound sleep. Maybe the Lord is speaking something to me. And sometimes it's very clear. A few days ago, I woke up from a very sound sleep, middle of the night. And in my dream, I was looking at an accident scene where a car had gone off of a cliff, and part of the road was gone, and I could see where the car had hit the embankment, and I'm kind of looking at where this happened, and I'm walking up to the very edge to look over when the cliff gave way, and I'm going down. It woke me up because I fell out of the bed on the floor. And I'm like, how on earth did I do that? I mean, I really fell on the floor. It did wake me up. And I think when the cliff began to break, I rolled very hard to keep from falling. And when I did, I rolled right out of the bed. And I'm laying in the floor, and I'm like, well, that's a dream that woke me up. Lord, are you saying something to me? Circumstances. Circumstances. You know, we have different situations that happen all of the time. The question is God speaking to us through that situation, through that event? Something that I really take note of with situations is timing. Timing and specificity. Specificity means something that is so exact or so specific that you have to say, there is no way that is a coincidence. There is no way that would happen by chance. Felt like we had something like that happen at our school a week or two ago. And young people are preparing to go to Mexico on a mission trip. And we'd been talking about, well, how might the Lord provide funding? And so we talked about, you know, we ought to let people know that we'd be willing to serve. We'd be willing to do chores and things for them. And we had talked about it that morning during our prayer time. In the afternoon, I get a phone call from a friend of mine. His name is Mick. Mick is a Vietnam veteran with serious back injuries. He's been homebound for 15 years. And Mick calls me, and he said, buddy, I was just praying. And I have some work that needs to be done at my house. And if you have any young people that are going on a mission trip, if they would help me with this work, I could help sponsor them to go on a trip. You know what's interesting about that situation? That was exactly the thing we had talked about that morning. It was specific, and the timing, it was right on time. Take note of those times that God is arranging a situation or a circumstance, and He's speaking to you through it. There's so many stories like this, and I'm sure you have them too. What I'm trying to do is get you focused on how much God is speaking to you, if you're listening. And how it can change your life. Back a couple of months ago, I was driving over to Faith Christian Fellowship on a Saturday morning, and there's a road called David Walker, and it comes out of Eustace, and it goes across 441, and then you end up at Dora Avenue. So I was on my way from Eustace, and near the Eustace Little League ball fields, I turned right on David Walker. Does anybody know where I'm talking about? And there's like a 90-degree curve. You know the curve I'm talking about? So I'm headed south in my pickup truck, and I'm driving. When we get older, our peripheral vision's not quite what it used to be, and our eyelids sag, and we don't see out there. But somehow, while I'm driving, going into this curve, I see a car coming, and it's coming fast, coming the other direction. And I heard, not an audible voice, but I heard a voice say, "Get off the road. Get off the road." You know, that's not a time to be analytical. Now, is that my own brain? Is that the devil? Is he really coming that fast? No, he was coming really fast. Get off the road. I'm so glad it was one of those times that I was quickly obedient. And I just went off the road. Here comes the little car all the way in my lane with the tires squealing in my lane. And I'm saying, "Lord, please don't let that car flip." And somehow they stayed in that lane and made it around the curve and went on. And I'm just sitting there saying, "Lord, please speak to me anytime, anytime you want to speak to me, Lord. I really want to hear you when you speak." I hope you're picking up something from this message. I believe the Lord is speaking to us a lot. I believe He's speaking every day through creation. But I also believe He's speaking to us every day through His Word. And I think He's speaking to us every day in so many different ways, either audibly or a dream or a vision. If we're listening and if we're tuned in, you got to recognize the importance of hearing the Lord. A story that Sam and Jessica Hollis told, which young couple that went through our school that are missionaries in Kenya. They were living in a Kenyan village, and there in the village there was a big water tank, kind of a, you know, homemade big wooden water tank that they would fill with water, and that's where they'd get their water from to bathe with. They have a little boy named Little Sam. And Little Sam was out playing near the water tank, and they felt they should call him. And they said, "Little Sam, come here." And for whatever reason, Little Sam was immediately obedient to go to them. And he no more than took a few steps to run towards them than that whole water tower collapsed. And it would have crushed him right then and there. Church, we need to be listening. We need to be listening for the voice of the Lord. Now, I meet people sometimes that come up with some pretty far-fetched stuff. God told me. How do you argue with somebody who says, "God told me"? And you got questions like, "I don't think God told you that." Don't be arrogant. Keep a humble spirit. Any one of us can be confused about what we think God said to us. That's why the scripture says, "Let everything be confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses." We need to judge all things. We need to discern. Is this the Lord? Is this my own mind? Is this the voice of the enemy trying to disguise himself as an angel of light? Is this the opinion of some other person that doesn't come from the Lord? I want to give you a few thoughts on how to improve your ability to hear God speaking. And the first thing, I've already said it, make time. You know, the scripture talks a lot about waiting on the Lord. Wait. Make time. Get away from the distractions. For me, getting away from the distractions is maybe going out in the forest and taking a walk and just being totally alone. That might not work best for you. You might be distracted by all the mosquitoes or bears or snakes or whatever you might be afraid of. Find a way to get still and quiet, alone, and wait on the Lord. Ask God to speak to you. And not just to win the lottery. God, give me those numbers. No, ask God to speak His purpose to you. And then I find myself doing another thing while I'm waiting on the Lord. I want to deal with anything in my heart or mind that might be blocking me from hearing the Lord. When I'm seeking direction from the Lord, I just set aside time to say, Lord, check my heart. Lord, show me anything here that would cause me not to be able to hear you. Sometimes that deals with my relationship with other people. I can't hear because my attitude isn't right towards somebody else. You could also call those filters. We're trying to hear God, but it's like there's all of these filters that are limiting what we hear from God. And so I spend time praying and saying, Lord, cleanse me of those where there's a free, open line that you can speak to me through. You know, sometimes when I'm desperately seeking to hear the Lord and I set aside those times, sometimes maybe I'll set aside a whole day and just pray and seek the Lord. Sometimes the end of the day, I haven't heard anything. You ever been there before? I haven't heard anything. But within a few days, I have. And I have really come to appreciate getting this opened up. Getting the blockages, getting the filters removed, and then knowing God will speak. You know, another thing I find I have to deal with when I'm trying to prepare my heart to hear God is my willingness to do what God tells me to do. It's like, okay, Lord, speak to me. But I only want to hear one thing. And so my own personal desire is so overbearing, it won't allow me to hear if God doesn't speak in agreement with what I want. So another thing I'm praying as I'm before God is, God, help me to be willing to do whatever you tell me to do. You tell me to go, you tell me to stay. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm willing to do it. You guys know who Charles Stanley is? I heard an amazing testimony by Charles Stanley. And he talked about some lessons he learned from his Pentecostal preacher grandfather. And one day he was walking with his grandfather and they saw a shooting star. And his grandfather said, Charles, that's a sign. That's a sign that if a person truly wants to do the will of God, God will move heaven and earth to show him or her that will. You know what our responsibility is? To be willing. It's God's responsibility to reveal what he wants us to do. Stay humble. Don't be arrogant. Because you can miss the voice of God. You can be deceived. I had thought about telling you a few stories of some people who thought God spoke to them, and it was so off the mark. It was so wrong. They were convinced they heard from God. Stay humble. Stay open before the Lord. And God will speak to you. Do you guys believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit? I do. And I have really come to the conclusion all of the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit basically come down to one thing, believing that God speaks to us. Whether it's a prophecy or a word of knowledge, it's believing that God speaks and God directs and God manifests himself. God can speak through people. Our part is to be open and to be discerning and to know God's voice when he is speaking to us. I want us to have a time of prayer. And this prayer is specifically a prayer of wanting to hear the voice of God. And I don't know what area of your life you might be seeking direction and purpose and really wanting to know clearly what God is saying to you. I'm going to invite the young people from the school to come and stand up here. And they're young. They were very candid with you about issues that they're dealing with in their own lives. And I appreciate that. Glenn, when you started talking about stuff, I'm like, Lord, where is he going? But I'm encouraged by their hearts to hear the Lord and how they've made a decision in their lives to set aside other things for the purpose of seeking the Lord. And we would like to just pray, God, let people hear your voice. Let people know your purpose, direction, the will of God. Amen? Emily's going to lead us in a song, and if you'd like to have prayer this morning. And it might be something very specific. I need to hear the Lord in a specific area. Or it might be something general. It might be just, gosh, I want to be more tuned in to what the Lord is saying. You know, hearing the Lord directs so many things in our life. It directs how we pray. I call it prophetic praying. Sometimes we're like throwing prayers in the air. Scripture says we don't know how to pray as we should. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness to pray according to the will of God. I think there's Spirit-led giving. Have you ever had the Lord just say to you, go do this. Bless this person. Do this. My friend, Mick, who is homebound with a bad back, he calls me up and he says, Pastor Buddy, I've got a brand new electric scooter that I've never used, been sitting in my garage for 3 years. Do you know anybody that needs it? I'm like, I certainly do. A man in my church had just had his leg amputated, and he's homebound. He was struggling with depression. I said, I'll come get that scooter. I know where it's going. I wish you could see that guy on that scooter. Because he knows that God spoke to Mick. Amazing. There are so many different areas of our Christian life and experience that when we start hearing the voice of God, our walk with Christ takes on a whole new dimension. We all should be sharing Christ with others. But you know, there's also Spirit-led witness. Spirit-led witness. When God sends you certain places and He puts a certain word in your heart and you speak it in faith, and it's the very thing that person needed right at that moment, and it's a turning point in their lives. I don't think we can truly live the Christian life God has called us to without hearing the voice of the Lord. I think learning to know the voice of the Lord is a growing experience. Amen? If you'd like prayer this morning, why don't you just make your way on up to the front right now, if you would. Father, I pray over each and every person here, Lord. God, help us to be more attentive to your voice. Help us to hear your voice, Lord. Help us to hear what you're speaking to us, Lord. Lord, we want to have our ears open to you. In the name of Jesus. Just stand to your feet for just a moment. Might make it a little easier to walk to the front if God's tugging on your heart to come to prayer if you're standing. You got a stirring in you this morning about wanting to hear the voice of the Lord or needing to hear the voice of the Lord. I encourage you to come on up for prayer this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's open our hearts. Afraid of what you would speak to us, Lord.